Southwark News, Thursday, November 27th, 2014. MP calls for survey into SE15 schools' empty places. An MP has called for a Peckham school to investigate why it has so many empty places, despite a predicted crisis in the secondary places in the borough being forecast within 5 years. Harriet Harman, MP for Peckham and Camberwell, has met with the head of Harris Academy in Peckham this week to discuss the urgent need for them to carry out a survey of local parents who have chosen not to send their children there before the modern facility becomes a ghost school. The numbers of parents choosing the school, rated good by Ofsted in 2011 as their first choice, is now at its lowest point since 2006, down 12% since last year, according to Ms. Harman. That means there are around 200 empty places in the school, she said. It's very worrying if parents feel they can't send their children to the local school, added the MP, who is insisting the school gets to the bottom of the problem and then address it. You can't have a situation where a school which is publicly financed is veering away from what parents want. Father of two, Kevin Rose, who recently advocated for a new secondary school in Peckham because he does not want to send his children to Harris Peckham, told the News that improving GCSE results at the school would not make a difference to parents he knows in the area. That's not going to sway the people that I know, because it's not about grades, it's about the ethos, said the 43-year-old resident of Hollydale Road. If one size fits all there, my way or the highway, he added. Increasing the performance and popularity of any school depends on a number of key factors, and we are relentless in the work needed to drive up standards. This is proving successful, said a spokesperson for the Harris Federation, who added that applications to the school had risen from 196 to 233 in the last 2 years. We are fortunate that many others in the local community support these efforts, which have seen results improve almost fivefold since the academy opened, and we take the view of parents at the school very seriously, working in partnership with them. We are looking at what Mrs. Harman has requested and will consider it as part of our ongoing strategy for the school, alongside initiatives with a direct educational benefit.